Things the same. So for people in other states could probably be more used to what's about to happen here in Tasmanian schools, but for Tasmanian schools and Tasmanian parents it is something different. So there has been a fair bit of talk about it, and yeah, obviously we've had thousands of cases of COVID statewide since last month, so interesting times.
Yep, okay. Right, now, e-scooter companies have launched a big safety pitch following some recent crashes and hooning incidents.
They have. So, earlier this week, the Hobart City Council, two Hobart City Councils, called for a trial of e-scooters to be suspended and for them to be banned from footpaths. As you mentioned there, there has been quite a few incidents recently involving scooters, including one where an elderly woman was knocked over by one after she stepped out of a cafe and onto a footpath. That was particularly nasty. So the e-scooter companies called Beam and Neuron have deployed what they say are called safety ambassadors, and they would promote safe riding and practices. So, yeah, kind of interesting. There's been quite a talking point across Hobart recently. The company says that they've logged about 170,000 trips in Hobart and Longford since the trials launched last month. So that indicates that it is definitely popular. We're just now looking at, trying to make it a little bit safer for everyone.
And fair enough too.
Alright, Metro Australian Rock Band Midnight Oil is headlining a popular Tasmanian afternoon festival this past weekend. They are a famous phone which starts this weekend in Launceston, based in Hobart next weekend. The festival runs crossover tours, so it is going to feature more than 300 artists across 40 venues. So getting them all.